The reading scripture is Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the title of this message is Love, the Driving Force of Change. The meaning of this title is love can make you change. Many people think, you know, and they are curious, so how can they change quickly? Because for 30 years, senior pastor is helping us to change by the word of God. So, and you wonder, how can you change and how can you bring fruit and how can you become pleasure to Father God? Many people are working so hard like with this wonder. Well, the conclusion of this message is you have to remember the love that you grace and fill your heart with love by removing untruth from your heart, then you can change quickly. That's the conclusion. There are many, many things like hatred and jealousy and that kind of stuff are against Father God. So if you remove, I mean, if you fill your heart with love, then all those, you know, evil attributes will remove, will disappear. So let me talk about when we start to live for love. Well, when people are born, they instinctively want to receive and give love. Love is our reason to be born, and it is the reason to live by. It is true to both believers and unbelievers. It is true to all the believers who have existed before, and those who are living in this earth right now, over like 7.2 billion people. And it is also true to those who will be born. We are born with this love, for this love. So we can see that love is our purpose of life. Now, when did it start? We cannot say because it's too old. But we know for sure that Father God planned human cultivation in a certain point of His existence to give love. We are created to be loved by Father God and to give love to Father God. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says the conclusion, when all has been heard, is fear God and keep His commandments, because this applies to every person. And Isaiah 43:21 says, the people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise. Just as it said, we are to fear God and keep His commandments and love Father God and give praises to God. When we do this, we can have the utmost happy, I mean happiest moment. Many people say that I met in the love of the Lord, and it is the greatest blessing to meet the shepherd. Many people confess like this. Well, to some people, we may have some repetitive tasks every day. Well, you have to cut yourself off from this, you know, useless world. So, but if you continue to live by the word of God and receive and experience grace and peace from the word, then you don't even want to take the world. And you say, you know that you will never go back to the world. Many people confess like that. So, many people know the purpose of life. But many people still do not know about this purpose of life. after the disobedience of Adam, you know, people are cut off from the love of Father God. They don't know the purpose of life. You know, it would be better if they were evangelized people, but usually they, you know, conceive even themselves. However, even though their life of seed of life is not been born, by not, you know, because they didn't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, they inconsistently, you know, they live their life for life. Because deep hidden inside of their heart, they want to give love and they want to receive love. Well, if you listen to the songs of the world, most of the songs are for love. Many people live their life for love. However, since their life are not enlightened by the Holy Spirit, they cannot understand spiritual love. They just try to give love and receive love the way they want. So, they pursue some lust, and they think it is lust. Nowadays, you know, we can see that, you know, parents and, you know, children, even parents and children abandon, you know, their love. They betray each other so easily nowadays. Even though we don't see any the outcome of evil, even though they think they live their life in goodness, they think, you know, they cannot find true happiness because they define love on their own. They think they live their lives in love. So, if they cannot find true love that Father God defines, they cannot find true happiness. If they truly love, they should be happy. The problem is, they'd rather get hurt. So it proves that they don't know what true love is. And their love that is defined by themselves are not right. I had my own goal in my life before I accepted the Lord, just as you did before. When I heard the conversation, usually my parents or my relatives who are quite, you know, older than I am, they usually say that, you know, my children got spoiled. They want an ashtray. From time to time, you know, they sometimes say, you know, I hate my children because they don't listen to me. But still they think they love their children. And I heard that even though, you know, they went astray and don't listen to me, even though I spank them, I still love them. They say like that. It means that they have some kind of, you know, affection to their children. But you know that you should not use, you know, you should not use the word, you know, hatred. If you hate someone, how can you love that person? Now you know why, right? And some people say that they have affection. But when certain, I mean, the chances are that they happen to hate each other at a certain point. So, when they, you know, struggle, when they argue each other, they come up with the hatred that is, you know, hidden deep inside their heart. Even if they think that they love each other. It happens in family. It means that you didn't forgive each other well, and you didn't have perfect love among them. So, we can see, you know, how unhappy they are. Then we accept Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and our seed of life awakens. The first thing happens to us is to feel the love of Father God. Wow, Father God, there is. Our Lord died for me. Holy Spirit is in me, and let me know the truth. What a blessing it is. You receive this kind of emotion. In the beginning, the love that you feel is a little. So you may consider God as God of justice or you fear God. However, as you live by the word of God, you gradually feel the love of God more. And as you live by the word of God, by casting off sin, then you come to know that the will of God is to be sanctified. Then you make up your mind one day. I believe that there is eternal life. I want to become a true child that Father God wants. You start to make an effort as you make up mind like this. Then it is the moment of walking the way of faith by removing the things of the flesh and deeds of the flesh. Recovering the lost image of Father God. This is the true believing life. It's not just going back and going back to church and go home. You can feel that you are refreshed as you live by the word of God. You are like Father God, so you love your children. I'm not sure about my parents, because they don't look, they are not the kind of people that, who show their love to outwardly. But, even though your parents are so, look stubborn and very, tough, when they come home and when their children, toddlers and walk toward them, they become happy. Right? Even if, they babies, walk and start to talk when they got old, their children look so lovely. Why? Because they can see their children come to resemble more and more. And they wish that their children do better than they did. So when they are happier when they are told that, their daughters are more beautiful than, the mother. Right? So parents want their children to become better. Not to mention our Father God. See, our Father God is perfect. So, what Father God wishes is that He wishes His children to be holy, to resemble Father God. So, to the extent we resemble our Father God, we receive blessing from Father God. Father God wants us to enjoy all the things and blessings on this earth as well as in heaven and New Jerusalem. That's why Father God told us to live by the word of God. And we can find this as we read the Bible nowadays. Wow, as written in the Bible, Father God, wants to give us blessing. That's why He tells us to live by the word of God. And that's why our shepherd has told us to live by the word of God and read the Bible. All those reasons can be found in the Bible. There are many kinds of blessings. Blessings of finance, blessings of health, blessings of evangelization. Father God wants to give everything to us. And the condition to receive all this blessing is the measure of faith. In other words, how much we resemble Father God. I believe you all want to resemble our Father God. You long for it. In order to do that, first of all, we have to know who Father God is. 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. To resemble Father God, we have to accomplish spiritual love, as written in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is the chapter of love. Senior pastor delivered the messages in 20 lectures. Now, you may wonder, what does it have to do with love and the measure of faith? Well, I talked about the purpose of life before. That is, we have to resemble or recover the lost image of Father God in our lives. When we do that, we are happiest. So what is measure of faith? It is How much we resemble our Father God. The measure of faith is very closely related to love. To an extent we fill our heart with spiritual love, our measure of faith goes up. In the space that our shepherd opens with his tears, we receive many things. Original light, aural light, warming praises, spiritual messages, dragonflies, and so on. Father God cannot appear right before us, as we heard in the morning service by Pastor Soo Jin Lim. From time to time, we see some people who are asking us to show our Father God. But Father God cannot appear before such people because those people will die, as written in the Bible. However, Father God shows the evidence that He is alive and how much He loves us. That is the heart of Father God. So, when someone pays the justice, Father God wants to show everything He got to us. That is the heart of Father God. That's why we have seen original light and aural light and dragonflies. Those are the evidences that Father God does exist. Father God wants to show more. On top of that, there is one thing that we should not forget. That is the measure of faith that we pay attention to nowadays, which started since 2011. What a blessing it is to see our measure of faith with our physical eyes. We usually say it is the note. Well, we are supposed to receive this measure of faith at the end of final judgment. But we receive it, so what a blessing it is. We can see how far we have come and how much there is left. Now, how we can change ourselves. So what a blessing it is. Some people feel it is a great pressure. Well, it can become your pressure if you think it is a kind of your sleep of your achievement as you study. Well, if you say, I was always thrilled to see how much I increased my study, but many people think it is a kind of pressure. But you know what? What about thinking like this? When I visited a member, I looked around as I sat down, and there was a post, the door post, and I saw some, marks there. I can easily figure out what that is. You know what the marks are for, right? There was a kid, a son. And sometimes the space between the marks were quite, some narrow, others were quite big. They measured the height of their son. Well, when the son grew up well, the parents were very happy. When they were happy when their son grows up and they become as tall as his father. As they see their son growing up, going to school and study, they are happy. They are touched. Some say, well, my son has grown up and he is not pure anymore. However, as the son understands parents' heart, parents are so happy. Father God is the same. As your measure of faith goes up, your faith goes higher and deeper. Well, children may lose their purity as they grow up, but in a spiritual space, as you grow up, as you grow your measure of faith, you become purer and cleaner. So, Father God is so happy as your faith grows up. Philippians 3:18 says, "For many walk, of whom I often told you, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ." There are many people, I said, who stand against God, not trying to live by the word of God. However, as we live our lives longing for the measure of faith, growing up, and live by the word of God, so how happy Father God would be. And we have this measure of faith, so we can see how much we grow up in faith. Now, whenever it's time, Father God gives us a note, and when the number changes a lot, we are happier. But if the number doesn't change much, then you feel sorry, right? And you usually close the note when there is not much difference in the note. However, as your faith grows up a lot in the love of the shepherd and by the grace of God, you'll be so happy as you'll be in heaven. When, you know, children grow up, you know, parents look at the marks on the doorpost and they become so happy. You know, the children used to become, you know, astray, but they ended up, you know, growing up well and understand the parents' heart. Then the parents think many things and have good memories as they look at the marks. The spiritual flow will become, you know, stronger, and we will see more evidences of Father God. Then, as you look back on yourself, and as you remember your past, then you can have beautiful memory of, you know, how much you try hard to increase your faith. I hope that you wish for the day to reach the measure of faith that Father God wants you to reach. As your faith grows up and reaches the fourth level, then you enter spirit. So what does it have to do? I mean, what is the connection between sanctification and love? Let me talk about law first. As you read the Bible, there are many commandments, the do's and don'ts and keeps and throwaways, right? These are the law, the commandments. Some say, wow, that brother has changed a lot. We say that, we use that expression. It means he is now keeping the law he didn't used to keep. Once people change, they change in their worship and prayer. So, increasing the faith is keeping the law more. As they stand on the rock of faith and enter spirit, it means they accomplish the law, fulfill the law to some degree. So, like in the Bible, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not hate. This kind of, you know, law will not bother them. So, why do we need love to accomplish this spirit? Why do we need love to keep the law? Because sanctification is not just casting off sin. Otherwise, it is so easy. It is difficult. The speed is so slow. Without love, we cannot keep the law. In the Old Testament days, Father God told us the law, and He forced us to law by remembering the law. Since the Holy Spirit cannot be in our heart, we didn't know how to love from our heart. So, by forcing us to keep the law, Father God made us to love our Father God and neighbors. However, Father God wants us to understand Father God and love Father God and neighbors from the bottom of our heart. That was Father God's wish. There are about like 1,600 do's and don'ts and keeps and do-aways. But when all this law can be summarized into 10 commandments, so if you keep the 10 commandments completely, you keep every law of the Bible. Now, among the ten, the four commandments are to love Father God, and the rest in the sixth are to love our neighbors. Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40 says, "And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. One, on these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets." So, loving Father God and loving neighbors is the way of fulfilling the whole law of the Bible. Well, I want to love Father God. I want to worship God. But, you know, I want to look at the fortune teller on the newspaper for fun. You know, I want to tell a joke which has some related to Father God's name. I want to take a rest on a Sunday. You may think like this in the beginning, but as you love Father God, you don't do it. As you love Father God, you will not do it from the depths of your heart. Even though you are not forced, you will voluntarily to keep them. All the commandments are the same. Do not hate, do not murder. All these are the same. As you remove lust and hatred, by removing hatred and jealousy from your heart, you can love others more and better. And as you keep the law, you know, if you think of Father God's heart, then you can keep them more easily. Nowadays, you read the Bible day and night, and you make a note of all those laws, like do's and don'ts and keeps and keepaways, right? This is to remove all those, you know, evil and untruths from your heart. You want to fulfill every law, right? As soon as possible. Some people, you know, make a note of that verses on refrigerator and a doorpost and in front of her cell phone and notebooks. You know, they put notes to remember them. When I visited a member, someone write down goodness on a notepaper, and then she put the notepaper everywhere she went. Well, I thought about, I imagined, you know, how much, you know, she would feel after she, you know, accomplished, you know, goodness in her heart. I could find the goodness, the note of, you know, goodness, the word goodness on the refrigerator and the restroom and on her bed. Do you think you're slow in accomplishing this? If you feel the love of Father God deeper inside your heart, then it will be more easier. From time to time, as you discover yourself, you are the only one who is slow keeping all those commandments and making your, you know, faith grows up quickly, but no, others are very quick. I didn't receive any note, and I don't even stand on the rock of faith. I mean, will I ever stand on the rock of faith and enter spirit? Well, you can. You have to believe it and keep doing it. Father God is so much pleased as you are there right now. You didn't know there was hatred in your heart. You thought there was no arrogance in your heart. But as you listen to the word, you've discovered arrogance in your heart. I wish it wasn't there, but I have it. From time to time, as you find, you may be disappointed. I was so much arrogant. I had so much jealousy and envy. If you feel like, if you discover, then you may get disheartened. However, if you think the other way. Father God knew that you had such arrogance and hatred or jealousy and envy. Father God knew that. He knew it, but He called you to this church. And as you discover it, Father God, help you to come to the place of grace. So even though you discover it, you would not stumble. Peter denied the Lord 3 times, and our Lord looked at him. But our Lord didn't look at him with the saying that, I didn't know you would betray me 3 times, even though I told you. If he looked at him like that, Peter would not have been recovered at all. However, it was to strengthen Peter. You can do it, Peter. You will become a great apostle. You will accomplish the kingdom of God greatly. Our Lord looked at him with that kind of look. That's why Peter was able to repent. Whenever we feel the spiritual love, we can see how filthy our heart was. As we realize the warmth and brightness of light, we can see how dark and how cold our heart was. Before, we sometimes put it off. However, as we feel the spiritual love, we realize that how sorry I am and how guilty I was, and we start to change. The moment we realize, we are given strength. That is love. If you realize it, but there is no strength, then you need more love. Once you feel love, then the strength is given. Many people confess. Their eyes start to well up as they think of a shepherd. As they think of the shepherd, they got strengthened. It means that they feel that, our shepherd is in us, strengthens us. Like, you can do it. You can do it. That's right. Senior pastor told me that I could do it. He prays for me. So you stand up and you start to run again. There is warmth and brightness and light. Our shepherd showed that warmth and brightness. When a soul is repenting, our shepherd extends his hand to take him to go to New Jerusalem together. We have seen him for 32 years. He says, let's go to New Jerusalem together. We can find warmth and brightness there. He set up a new goal, New Jerusalem. Even though even in the moment we cannot walk properly, He extends and hold our hands to go together to New Jerusalem. There are some people who have the frameworks of truth, and when you listen to them, you cannot feel love. You make even people stumble. You make people, truth is too difficult to keep. And if you have this kind of, frameworks and self-righteousness, it will make your life, difficult, because your face, it will not lit up. And you will make people, being afraid of, come close to you. In this case, you have to realize that you don't have perfect love. You have to start to look back on yourself. When there is dirty water inside the glass, but if you pour clean water, the dirty water will go out. It is the same with the darkness and light. So, if you fill your heart with love, the evil will go out. If you keep the law, if you fill your heart with love, then you desire to, keep the law. Let me read the scripture. Romans 13 verses 8 and 10 says, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." There is no don'ts. But if you have love, you will not do any of them. So with perfect love, you can keep all this. As you show the volunteering deeds out of true love, then you can truly change and quickly sanctified. So to accomplish true love, you gotta have true love and deeds out of this love. Some people don't have both. They have love, but they don't show deeds. They have only deeds without love. Some cases, they don't have love, they don't have deeds, both of them. They show deeds as if they have love. They are faithful, but there is no love in them. Some people, you know, who don't have love, who don't have deeds, ask me, where should I begin? In any case, you can do it. Because Father God will help you to accomplish true love, perfect love. And there is our Lord, who is fasting and praying until you are saved and have feast with Him. And there is our Shepherd, who leads us to New Jerusalem until the last moment. We can do it. Now, in order to have this true spiritual love, what should we do? First, you have to get rid of untruth. When I was the fourth grader in elementary school, after I came to the church, and I heard the heart of good feels. I once prayed like this. It's kind of odd. I wish to have a good heart feel. So I prayed like that. Father God, if I can see my heart field, I will pull out all the rocks and I will burn all those thorns. You know, usually set fire to remove all those thorns. If I can see my heart field, then if I'm given just a few days, then I can make my heart field good field. Why can I do that? I once prayed like that because I wish you know, I could be able to do that. I wish, you know, I could change quickly. But, you know, I was slow. So I was kind of nervous. It's been just a few months after I came to church. That's why I prayed like that. As I listened to the message, I found many evils in my heart. But I changed so slowly. So it was difficult. It looked difficult. However, 10 years passed by now. I'm so thankful for those days. As I listened to the message, as I prayed, as I lived my life, I applied those messages to my life. I make an effort to keep by the word of God. And I was strengthened. I was able to understand the word. So every day passed. As I understood the love of Father God and of the shepherd, and I became a man of spirit. To have true love in your heart, you have to remove untruth. You have to remove those attributes which has against love. You have to make room for the love when it grows up. Let's say there are too many weeds. Even if you plant seed, it cannot bud out if there are too many weeds. You have to remove those weeds and you have to plow the ground to make the seeds, you know, grow up. From time to time, you know, people ask me, Even though I read the Bible, I don't see what I did wrong. I don't understand what is the fervent prayer. People ask me like that. They want to get rid of untruths. They want to pull out weeds. But they don't see what is the good grain and what is the weed and what is the chaff. They don't understand. Even though they listen to the message, they don't discern. Well, from time to time, I come across with these kind of people. They are slow to understanding spiritual things. Then, if you fall into this category, you have to check whether your heart has any space for the spiritual knowledge to be planted in and come out. If you have interest in fleshly things, lust or worries of the world, then there is no room for spiritual things. Someone testified like this. During the service, he started to write down whatever thought came up in his heart during the message, during the service. There were many things, like the food he wanted to eat, things he wanted to do. He wrote down every thought, and it was over one page. Of course, and this man already came into spirit. He used to have this kind of idle thoughts, many, many idle thoughts. Let's say there is dust in your cup. Now you know that you have to drink water from the cup. Then, in order to drink water from the cup, you will remove the dust from your cup. If you keep the dust in your cup, then you don't want to drink water from that cup. You know, since the cup is filled with dust, if you pour water into the cup, you know, the water will become dirty. So you don't want to drink the water. So, even if you listen to the message of sanctification, to the extent, I mean, as long as you have untruth in your heart, there is no room for the spirit or the spiritual message. There are like fine food, good clothes, your good hobby. You want to talk about those things with your friends. It is not clear evil. I'm not saying you should completely, you know, take those things off from you. What I'm saying is, if you like them more than spiritual things, you will eventually have no room for spiritual things. If, as long as you have them, you feel it is difficult to follow the Spirit. Sometimes you just want to do as your body wants. If you do so, you will find it is difficult to do according to the spiritual things. If you have worries, for example, some people worry about his friend or his friends or his neighbors. If you worry, if you are filled with worries, it means you love that person more than you love Father God. We are often told that we have to give thanks and rejoice without worry. It does not mean that we have to pretend as if there is nothing to worry about. You can do away with this, no worries, if you have faith. You will find the cause of the problem, and then you will find the solution to the problem as you have faith. That's why you can become happy. You can rejoice. Someone had trouble in his family. However, as he felt the love of Father God, he once had the understanding. Since his heart was filled with worries about his family, there was no room for spiritual things. So he made up his mind not to do according to his idea, but according to Father God's love and goodness. Then peace came to his heart. He recovered his health. And once he made his mind like this and peace came to his heart, he didn't need to worry about the family things. As he found peace in his heart, Father God worked. So Father God solved all those problems. Now he is changing himself with prayers and word. What about idle thoughts? Sometimes you are filled with idle thoughts and you sometimes miss spiritual things even during the service. If it happens quite often, then you have to, if you forget many things right after the service, then you have to check whether you have this kind of idle thoughts. You have to, as you remember the word of God and put that into practice and apply it to your life, then it will be easier to come into spirit. But if you have idle thoughts, you cannot do it. Senior pastor, told us to obey. One example is our listen to the Seed of Life 10 times, read the Romans of Three Kingdoms, read the Bible. Those who obey senior pastors, they receive great blessing. To have the perfect love, spiritual love, you have to struggle against sin to the point of shedding blood until you accomplish that spiritual love. Senior pastor said, the forefathers of faith struggled as we are doing right now. Well, they may have some good feels, better feel health feels than we do. And Father God chose them. However, they had the upright heart. So whenever they faced some trials or the refinements, they overcame them. And meanwhile, they also had to struggle against sin to the point of shedding blood until they filled the measure of faith. They did that too, even though they had an upright heart. They had to struggle as we struggle now. The Apostle Paul said, "Wretched man that I am." He confessed like that. The reason he could do his ministry was because of the love of Father God and love of the Lord. He remembered the love, and with that he could overcome all those trials and refinements. So you have to acknowledge you have untruths in your heart. There are many people better than I am. What I learned may be wrong. You have to be ready. You have to be humble like this if you want to get rid of untruths from your heart. I happened to be in 95% of the third level of faith, and I stayed there for about 6 months because of arrogance. Of course, the fundamental reason is the lack of love. If I loved the shepherd more, if I had a greater longing heart to come into spirit, then, I could get rid of that arrogance. But, I couldn't pray a lot. I didn't have such a great longing heart later on. I realized that later on. So what I'm saying is, if you're close to spirit, it means you are not spirit yet. You have to find what caused you not to come into spirit. Then I had to pray fervently. But, my thought was like this. I wished I didn't have that. Even though I had the feeling of I might have that kind of untruth, a very little trace of untruth in my heart. Then I ignored it. I just ignored it. I must have been humble when someone pointed it. I just ignored it, even though I had the feeling of it. If you wish, you know, you don't want to have it, then you may stagnate. You may stay there. Well, am I stubborn? I don't think I am. Then you have to pray whether you are stubborn. Chances are that you may be stubborn. You have to pray to get rid of it. Father God will help you there. So during the Daniel prayer meeting, for many days, I acknowledged that I may have all those in untruth. Then Father God helped me to come into spirit. Once I acknowledged it, it was so easy. So Father God waited for me to acknowledge them and pray for the man to repent. In order to accomplish the true love, you have to plant love. As you sacrifice yourself, as you help others, you have to do it with the love inside your heart. Without love, it can become self-righteousness and frameworks. To plant love in your heart, you have to open your heart first, and you have to realize how much love you receive now. As you look at the world, your love will cool down. So in order to make it not happen, you have to always remember the love of the Father, and love of the Lord, and love of the Shepherd. Dear brothers and sisters, many young people confess, as they feel the love of Father God, they were strengthened to change. They knew the love. They didn't have any strength to put that into practice. I believe you have practiced it. You try to not to befriend the world, but sometimes you discover yourself befriending the world again. But once they remember the love of Father God, they once received the strength again. Then they were able to change better. As you make up your mind and do an effort out of true love, then you can make it happen. Let me conclude this message. To accomplish true love, you have to remove untruth from your heart, and you have to plant love in your heart. The measure of faith is to show you how much you resemble Father God. Love is the main reason, main driving force of your life. As you plant love in your heart, you can change quickly. To accomplish true spiritual love, you have to find an example who can show you, who can show that spiritual love. And there is one for sure. In this end time, Father God is showing true love through our shepherd. So what a blessing it is. In 2010, senior pastor wept, and we wept together because we didn't have any strength to change ourselves, because we suffered from the pressure in 2010. Our senior pastor, his tears lasted over 3 years, and now we know his tears are true. Now, we made up our mind to become true children. And we are working so hard. Some people already finished reading the whole Bible. Senior pastor will be pleased. There are many fruits. Many hundreds of people stand on the rock of faith. We have many fruit of the Holy Spirit. The senior pastor still believes that there are so many people, thousands of people will stand on the rock of faith, and 100 people will come into spirit. Dear brothers and sisters, we should never look back we should never ignore this love. Through this love of the shepherd, we have to feel the love of Father God and of the Lord. This love will change us. Even if your situation doesn't allow, because thanks to this love, we can surely change. I am so sorry to have this look. Once I accomplish it, I will come to the shepherd. Well, don't think like that. Since you cannot make it happen, you have to come before the shepherd, come before the Father God now. Prepare yourself. Resemble Father God by accomplishing true love. This is what you should do. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hands on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hands on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God, our Father of love. Lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works transcending space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites on the internet and on GCN, in branch churches and local sanctuaries all over the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses, infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal diseases and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers, as well as AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. All back pain, headaches, neuralgia, and other pains go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes heal. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see. Let the deaf come to hear. And let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. And restore them from burns and let the heat and burn sensation go away. Let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the air, evil forces of the darkness, go away, and their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving spirits, separating spirits, all other forces of darkness, go away, loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any troubles. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love God all the more fervently.
Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.